Guitarist Brad Shepik explores the place where all music is equal, where cultural lines blur, whether the modes and rhythms come from American jazz, Moroccan music, or klezmer. He plays the stringed instruments and music of various cultures, but Shepik is firmly grounded in the guitar and in the improvisational freedom he finds in jazz. Karen Michelle has this profile.
You could blame Brad Shepik's dad for his fixation.
He played guitar, you know, like Mamas and Papas and singing the Beatles songs and stuff like that.
Abbey Road was the 5-year-old kid's favorite record. He played it all the time and now claims it was the best record in his parents' collection. But a few years later, when he started to play his father's acoustic guitar, the younger Shepik changed directions several times.
Yeah, I mean, I learned If I Were a Carpenter and Country Roads. Then I also started playing saxophone in the school band. And then I started hearing about Charlie Parker, and I'd go check out those records, too.
Then in high school, he switched back.
Just so that I could be in the school band, actually. There's too many saxophone players, and nobody wanted to play guitars.
After a couple of years in college in his hometown of Seattle, Shepik figured out that music and the guitar were his future.
You know, if I'm going to have to work really hard to do something in life, might as well be music because I really enjoy that.
So in his mid-20s, Shepik did what so many aspiring artists do. He moved to New York, where in typically unpredictable fashion, he started playing Middle Eastern music with saxophonist and clarinetist Matt Dario.
You know, he was, at the time, you know, a great jazz player, new on the scene, and had interest in other musics. And I was doing the more Balkan influence stuff, and he started coming down and sitting in with us, and, you know, very quickly fit in nicely, and we made the trio a quartet.
All over the map has worked to Shepik's advantage.
You know, he's very quick at adapting to different styles and different musics in a really unique and musical way. And he's doing that in some Jewish-y klezmer context. He plays with some more traditional Balkan players. He's just a very adaptable, polyglot musician.
Now Shepik plays in lots of different groups, from the Paradox Trio, which is a quartet, to avant jazz trumpeter Dave Douglas's Tiny Bell Trio. It is a trio. And there are his own groups, the Middle Eastern-tinged Pechora and the Brad Shepik Trio. It probably goes without saying that guitarist Brad Shepik listens to music from all over the world. In his Brooklyn apartment, there are tapes from Bali, Ireland, and Morocco.
Different kinds of music have different aspects to them that really jump out. For a while, in the mid-90s, all I wanted to listen to was Moroccan music, like three-note little things in 6/8, and just, that's all I wanted to hear. I didn't want to hear any chords or... You know, so, like, I just play these tapes over and over and over, and I don't know, and then something happened, and then I wanted to hear, you know, other kinds of music. I didn't want to hear that. I kind of go in these, sort of in these phases, and different kinds of music, to me, do have a sort of identity to them that I'm not trying to gloss over.
Thank you. redolent of other realms, Shepik bought a Turkish zaz from a guy above a Turkish restaurant. And he got a Bulgarian tambura from someone he met in the subway. His electric guitar came from a music store in Buffalo.
Yeah. Ultimately, I want to be able to do everything on the guitar. That's really my thing. It's not about what instrument I'm playing. These other things are also fun. Really, I love playing my guitar, especially like the electric guitar.
Brad Shepik was born in 1966. He and his guitar are about the same age.
It's a Gretsch. I love it. Yeah, it's hollow. And the F-holes are painted on. That's kind of interesting, I guess. People diss me because the F-holes are fake. But so Chet Atkins put his name on it.
Atkins's polyphonic playing was an influence, as were guitarists Tal Farlow, Jim Hall, and Django Reinhardt, musicians Shepik calls the real jazz players. Shepik wants to blur the lines, to just make music, not a specific music.
I don't really have any kind of agenda about being known as a composer. I don't have any grand concepts or anything about music that I want to lay on people, other than, you know, let's just play together and have some fun.
Brad Shepik's most recent recorded fun is on a CD called Drip. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle. Thank you.